किए जा
सवाल किए जा।
वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। आई एम योर होस्ट विद्या। द शो इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड, द अमेजिंग प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम विद 18 लोकेशंस इन द बे एरिया एंड मेनी मोर इंटरनेशनली। चेक आउट द सफारी क्विज शो फेसबुक पेज एंड डोंट फॉरगेट टू लाइक अस। Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. Please do like us. And of course, if you want to get more information about Safari Kid and their preschool and after-school programs, check out safarikidusa.com. Today's featured franchise of Safari Kid is Maori. They have two locations in Fremont. One is in next to the old Toys R Us in New Park Mall. And that's where their preschool is. And they have an after-school program at Farwell Drive near the India Cash and Carry. So their preschool program offers hands-on learning experiences and they read to the children every day. Their after-school program offers the right balance of academics and ensuring children experience and practice life skills like public speaking, debates, and something very interesting called Socrates Cafe. Wow, I would like to be part of a Socrates Cafe. They also offer homework completion, gate preparation, common core preparation, chess club, Kathak and Bharatanatyam, Bollywood dance, and language classes in Spanish and Hindi. Wow! I wish I'd known about this program when my kids were young. They also offer pick-up and drop-off services. So if you live somewhere in this area of Fremont, near the Maori campus, do go and check them out. To get exact addresses, go to safarikidusa.com. Safarikidusa.com. Click on the contact button to see all their locations. Okay, our next initiative is a musical showcase. I'm a little disappointed by you parents because you have not been sending me all those lovely pieces of musical instrumentation and songs that your children are performing and playing. But I'm really looking forward to some more entries in this category. Please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You can even send us a YouTube link because I refuse to believe that in this technological age, parents are not recording their children's recitals and performances and, you know, instrumental pieces. So please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We take everything from very, very beginner pieces to very, very accomplished pieces. Today's piece that we're going to showcase in our second break is another song by Antara Palit because she sent us three songs. And I'm so grateful to her for doing that. She's a beautiful singer and she's a senior at Hockaday High School in Dallas, Texas. And she's learned Hindustani classical music since a tender age. Don't let Antara's beautiful performance throw you off. We are looking for all kinds of performances, English, Indian, Western, Carnatic, Hindustani, instrumental, vocal. Whatever your child is learning, please send us an example. Okay, our contestants today are 4th, 5th and 6th graders. So that's very, very interesting. This is the first time we've clubbed them together. So I would first of all like to say, woohoo to the 4th grader for coming on today's show. I think that's really brave of her. In fact, it's her first time. We'll get to meet her. But before we meet our contestants, I want to say the rules one more time for the benefit of our new contestant. We have three categories of 10 questions each. The kids know the category ahead of time, so they do have a day or two to prepare. Each category has 10 questions, and each question is 10 points if you get it right the first time. The way it works is we have a buzzer in the studio. Everybody buzzes. Whosoever buzzer lights up, I know they buzzed first. So then they get to answer. If they get it right, they get 10 points. If they get it wrong or have to pass, they get minus 5. But after them, the question passes to the next person without the need for a buzzer. And that person can choose to pass with no penalty or they can try and answer. Correct answers get 5 points and wrong answers get minus 5 again. Did you get that? Everyone? Okay. So let's go ahead and meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is Mamta. Welcome to the show, Mamta.
Hi.
So Mamta is a Safari Kid, right?
Yes.
So tell me which Safari Kid franchise you come from.
Newark
campus. Okay, so this is the campus that's in the Raley's near the Raley's complex on Jarvis and Ardmore Boulevard. And Mamta, what do you do in the after school program? I'm guessing you're not in the preschool program.
I'm not.
Right. So what do you do in the after school program?
Every day we do something different for extracurricular. Like on Wednesday, it's everybody's favorite. We either do chess or carom board.
All right. Okay. And is there anything else you're learning through the after-school program?
Yeah, we're learning a second or third language.
Nice. Which language are you learning?
Spanish.
Okay. You're getting such a leg up on everybody else, because most kids get the first exposure to a foreign language in middle school or high school. So this is awesome. Do you have fun there?
Yes.
Do you have time to finish your homework?
I have a lot of time.
A lot of time to finish your homework? It's pretty relaxed and there's more time to have fun?
Yes.
Are there kids from your public school who go there?
A lot.
Okay, so that's obviously a great place to hang out and get your work done and learn some new things. So, woohoo for Safari Kid, new work. All right, our next contestant is a new contestant. Her name is Bhumika. Welcome to the show, Bhumika. Say hi.
Hi.
Loudly and close to the mic.
Hi.
There you go. I can hear you now. So, Bhumika, you're in which grade?
Fourth.
And which school?
Ardenwood Elementary.
Okay. My daughter went to Ardenwood and she loved it. Do you love your school?
Yeah.
Do you also go to a Safari Kid after school program?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Which one is that?
Newark.
Oh, you also go to the Newark campus. Awesome. So what do you do for after school? What's your most fun thing from after school?
On Monday, I like the creative writing.
Nice.
So we're given a topic and we're supposed to write about it.
Is it an essay or can you write a short story also about it?
You can do either one.
Yeah? What do you prefer? Writing an essay or writing a story?
Story.
Yeah? So you probably have a book by now. A book worth of stories? No, not yet. What fun. Okay, so that was Bhumika, and she's a first-time contestant on the show, and she's a fourth grader, and she's very brave to come and play with our fifth and sixth graders, but I think she's going to have fun. She seems very, very bright. And our third contestant is a returning contestant. His name is Anush the Naughty.
Hi.
Hi, Anush. What's your name for today? Okay, why don't you tell us what your name was last time? Anush has forgotten, but we can't forget him. He had a name for himself that he insisted we call him on the show. Right?
Yeah.
So today he's just being Anush. So Anush, what have you been doing with yourself? What do you do for fun?
Play basketball, video games.
So what's the video game that you're playing right now?
Minecraft or Skate 3?
Skate 3? Is a skating game?
It's a skateboard game.
Skateboarding game. Okay, my mistake. And Anush is at Warwick Elementary, right?
Yeah.
Still in elementary. Going to middle school next year.
Yes.
Having last year of fun before the work starts, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So thank you, Anush, for coming back. Okay, kids, ready to start? Let's see. Our first category today is animals that live underground. Animals that live underground. But before we start this category, I just want to mention one last thing for our listeners. For those of you who are listening for the first time, this quiz show is not just for the kids in the studio. We also have a question at the end of each round for our listeners at home. Our phone number for the studio is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. The other thing we also want to mention is that if you're driving and you think, oh, I'm going to be getting home soon, then you're stuck in the car because you want to listen to the rest of the show, I highly recommend that you download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. It works beautifully. And you can listen to the live stream wherever you happen to be. Also, you can listen to RadioZindagi.com on your computer and click on the live stream and you'll be able to listen to the show. So we have many ways of making sure that you can listen to our show. And sometimes the app and the computer are actually clearer than making sure you have a signal for the radio station itself. So that way, there's really no excuse for you not to be listening and calling in. In fact, if you're listening to the show on the computer and then you call us, we'll have less of a feedback, actually. So that'll be good, too. So once again, call-in number at the studio is 510-770-1550. Kids are ready. They're itching to get started. So let's do this. Animals that live underground. First question, but before that, buzzer check. Mamta, Bhumika, and Anush. All right. First question. This almost blind animal lives under our lawns. A mole. Very good. 10 points to Anush. Question number 2. These tiny insects live in colonies and are considered
ants.
Ants. Very good. That was Mamta. Good job. Question number 3. The desert variety of this very slow land animal with a thick shell spends...
Armadillo?
No, that is not correct. Question pass. No, you don't have to buzz again, Bhumika. You can just answer. It passes to you.
Desert tortoise?
Tortoise is right. Very good. 5 points. Good job. Question number four. This worm lives underground.
Earthworm?
Earthworm. Excellent. 10 points to Anush again. Question number five. This animal comes out of its underground den in February.
Groundhog.
Groundhog. 10 points to Anush. Very good. Question number six. This squirrel-like creature with a...
A prairie dog?
I didn't finish. No, that is not correct. Minus five. So, okay, since I didn't finish the question is now open to buzzer again when I finish. Okay? This is open, but only open to Mamta and Anush. This squirrel-like creature with a stripe down its back makes a lot of tunnels underground.
Raccoon.
No, that is not correct. Actually, question passes to Mamta. The squirrel-like creature with a stripe down its back makes a lot of tunnels underground.
Maybe it's a skunk?
No, that's not correct. The answer is chipmunk. Chipmunk. It's like a squirrel, except it has a stripe down its back. Those other animals you guys said so big, so much bigger. Okay? All right. Question number seven. Related to the anteater, this animal has bony plates.
Armadillo.
Armadillo. Very good. 10 points. Good job. That cover the back, heads and tail. All right. Question number eight. Answer carefully. This animal resembles a skunk more than any other animal in appearance.
Badger.
Badger. Awesome. That was Bhumika. You knew that, but she buzzed first?
No, I was going to buzz, but then I got the wrong answer.
Oh, good thing you didn't answer, huh? You're going to say raccoon again? Okay. Question number nine. This animal resembles an oyster and burrows deep into the ocean floor. It's like an...
Clam.
Very good. 10 points. Question number 10. This animal associated with Easter usually lives in...
Bunny. Or rabbit.
Rabbit. 10 points. That's right. 10 points. And that's the end of our first round. And now we have a question for our... Listeners, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Category is still animals that live underground. This burrowing rodent lives in colonies and towns and resembles a large ground squirrel. This burrowing rodent lives in colonies and towns and resembles a large ground squirrel. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the Safari Quiz Show.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is prairie dog. And can my brother also answer the question?
Sure. Who's this? Who's Rhea's brother? Hi, Rhea's brother.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is prairie dog.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and I think the answer is a prairie dog.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is a prairie dog.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suchi, and I think the answer is prairie dog.
Suchi? Thank you, Suchi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and I think the answer is a prairie dog.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is prairie dog.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is prairie dog. And my sister, and can my sister also answer?
Sure. Hi, Anna.
Hello, my name is Anna, and the answer is prairie dog.
Thank you, Anna. And last caller for this first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is prairie dog.
Thank you, Koina. Koina was the last caller for our first question. Now we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see what the points are in the studio and also who gets the listener prize from all our correct answers. You're listening to the
Sabar Kija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, here with Mamta, Bhumika, and Anush, who are 5th, 4th and 6th graders respectively. So this is a very unusual show because usually we get kids from the same grade, but they're all very sportive and they're all doing fine. So, you know, I think this is not a bad idea at all to do in the future. Well, if you're just tuning in, we finished one round before the break, which was animals that live underground. The listener question at the end of the round was, this burrowing rodent lives in colonies and towns and resembles a ground squirrel. The answer was indeed prairie dog. Everyone got it right. Awesome. And Anush picked the winner this time. So, Anush, who was the winner of the first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question was Satvik.
Satvik, all right.
Yeah.
Woohoo! So, Satvik, you know what to do? Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Be sure to mention your name, your contact information, the date of the episode, that is, it's October 11th, the question and the answer. So that Miss Anu knows exactly who and how what she's giving a prize for. Now let's see what the points in the studio are. Mamta, how many points do you have?
Zero.
Zero, which is no bar to winning at the end. Because as I was telling her during the break, last week we had Sudarshan who had 5 points at the end of the first round and ended up winning big time. So this is anybody's game at this point. Bhumika, how many points do you have?
20.
Bhumika is not as nervous as she was feeling before, right? Yes, there you go. And Anush, how many points do you have?
4,321.
So Anush has 45 points and has reverted to his naughty naughtiness and has decided he wants to be called Joe Bob now.
Joe Bob, yeah.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
Joe Bob. So Joe Bob has 45 points. Are you guys ready for the next round?
Yeah.
All right, remember, for those of you listening, at the end of this round will be our musical showcase piece. And if you haven't thought about sending your child's musical piece, do so now. Now. You can even send us a YouTube link and we'll do the conversion. So that would be great. And write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And here's our next category. Words ending with the letters N-E-S-S. N-E-S-S. Words ending with Ness. We'll do a buzzer check quickly. Mamta? Bhumika and Anush. All right, everybody's buzzers are working, and here is our very first question. Selling and buying could be called doing this. Selling and buying could be called doing this. What do you do when you're selling something or buying something? What is it called? Set up a company to do this. Okay, we have to give some more clues. So when somebody is asking you about something private, you say it's none of your
business.
10 points to Anush. Okay, question number two. When you go crazy, you might have this.
Craziness.
You know, I'm going to give you 5 points because I already said the word crazy and that's not the word. Question that actually passes to Anush, who can give me another word for it. When you go crazy, when you go nutty, you might have this disease or this condition.
A pass.
Mamta, chance to earn 5 points.
Pass.
Madness. Okay, question number three. When someone feels very uncomfortable meeting new people or drawing attention.
Shyness.
Awesome. Question number four. Exercising and eating well is a part of this. Exercise.
Fitness.
Awesome, Bhumika, 10 points. Yeah. Fitness. Okay, when you get a fever, you have this.
Sickness.
Okay, very good. Sickness is good. Excellent. 10 points to Bhumika. Question number six. Opposite of strength.
Weakness.
She gets on the board. Mamta, awesome. Okay, question number seven. You check this in a fruit to see if it's ready to eat.
Ripeness.
Awesome. No. Question number eight. When you're all by yourself, you might suffer from this.
Loneliness.
Very good. Question number nine. When you're yawning, you might have this.
Sleepiness.
And you have to speak into the mic, Bhumika, because I think you're far away from it. Okay, question number 10. Last question. We zip through this round. Female predator animal found in Africa.
Loch Ness?
Africa!
Oh.
No, that was a good clue. I should have got it. Question passes. You don't have to buzz. Go for it, Bhumika.
Lioness.
5 points. Excellent. Okay, and then we come, we really zip through that, so it's now time for our listener question. Listeners, call in number 510-770-1550. Here it is. Someone who tells the police what happened when a crime is committed. Someone who tells the police what happened when a crime is committed. Let's try this, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ria, and I think the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Yash. Thank you. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sulagna, and the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Sulagna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the answer is witness.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, witness.
What's your name?
My name is Stuti, and the answer is witness.
I got the answer, but I still didn't get your name. Stuti? Shruti?
Yeah.
Shruti?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Hello. Okay, let's try another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is a witness.
Thank you, Satvik. And last caller for question number two. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is witness.
Thank you, Arin. Arin was the last caller for question number two because we only take 10 people per call. If you're one of the people who's waiting online, didn't get through, then consider participating on the show because prizes are guaranteed when you participate on the show. Everyone gets a prize. Please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We'll even work around your busy schedule because we know all our kids are so busy with Saturday morning activities. But if you tell us one particular Saturday which works better for you, Miss Anu will make sure you can come to the studio on that day. So please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now it's time for our musical piece. This is Antara Palit again, singing beautifully. She's a rising senior at Hockaday High School in Dallas, and she's learned classical music since a very young age, and it shows in the smoothness of her song. So take it away, Antara.
Me.
Safari Kid Preschool, we understand that every child has different strengths and levels of learning. Our programs are not designed by age groups, but by their learning capacity. And our proven track record shows that our individualized approach works. Check out one of our 17 locations in the Bay Area, or learn more about our successful Safari Kid Preschool program at SafariKidUSA.com.
Jija,
Sabal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, we've already completed two categories so far, and in our second category, words beginning with N, words ending with N-E-S-S. Here was our last listener question: someone who tells the police what happened when a crime is committed. Everyone got it right again. The answer was indeed witness. And from all the correct answers, this time Bhumika has picked the winner. So Bhumika, who won the second listener question?
Sulagna.
Sulagna, into the mic one more time.
Sulagna.
There you go. Woohoo! Good job, Sulagna. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the date of the episode and the question and the answer. And Sulagna, we have not seen you in the show, on the show here, right? So think about coming to our show and participating. We would love to have you here. If you put in a phone number, Miss Anu will get in touch with you to coordinate dates. Okay, so let's see what the scores are like in the studio. Mamta, how many points do you have?
25.
25. And what about you, Bhumika?
60.
And Anush?
65.
Whoa, this is getting very interesting.
Don't call me Anush.
Oh, yes, Joe Bob. How many points do you have, Joe Bob?
65.
65. Okay, Joe Bob has 65. Joe Bob, by the way, is a girl's name, huh? Let me tell you.
No. Don't spoil my spirit.
Okay, so our final category for today is things that are little. I put the little in inverted quotes when I sent it out to the kids because there's a little twist here. This is not things that are very small, but things that have the word little in them. So all our answers today have the word little in them. Let's do a buzzer check. Mamta, Bhumika, and Anush. All right. Ready? First question. Who sat on a tuffet?
Little Miss Muffet.
There you go. Mamta. Question number two. Farm animal that cried, the sky is falling.
A chicken. A little chicken. Little chicken, chicken, chicken.
Minus five. Question passes to Mamta.
Pass.
You don't have to buzz, yeah.
A little chicken.
No, that's what he said. It's chicken little.
No, I was close.
You were really close. Chicken little.
But I had...
Okay. Question number three. What goes twinkle, twinkle?
Little star.
There you go. Question number four. Girl who lost her sheep.
Little Miss Muff. Little Bo Peep.
That's right. Little Bo Peep. Very good. You just saved it by like this much. Okay, question number five. Princess Luna, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash are characters from what show?
My Little Pony.
That is correct. And it's odd that a boy should know,
I know
that.
Right?
But let me tell you, biggest fans of My Little Pony are boys, including my 18-year-old boy. So
it's all because of my sister. So, oh, yeah.
Okay, question number six. Hans Christian Andersen's story featuring a character who was named Ariel in the movie.
Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid, 10 points. Very good. Stuart Little was what animal?
A mouse?
A little mouse. Yes, very mouse. Good. Yeah, he has awesome buzzer skills too. Okay.
Thank you.
Number eight. Joe Bob has awesome, yeah. Question number eight. Little John was a sidekick for which guy who robbed the rich and gave to the poor? Little John was the sidekick of which guy who robbed the rich and gave to the poor? Famous legend. Who lived in Sherwood Forest. Robbed the rich and gave it to the poor. I feel like it's past a whole generation. No? Blank? No. Robin Hood. Robin Hood. Oh my goodness, these guys don't know the story of Robin Hood. Wow. Okay. We have to revise. See, I think they know all about Greek mythology, right? But they don't know recent mythology. Okay, question number 9. Little Boy was the name of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima in which country? Little Boy was the name for the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima in which country in World War II? In fact, it ended World War II.
England?
No, and there was no atomic bomb ever dropped on England, thankfully. Joe Bob, any guesses?
Iraq?
No, minus 5 from him too. Iraq? World War II?
Oh.
You've got your history a little messed up. Yes, mm-hmm. Mamta?
Can you repeat the question?
Little Boy was the name for the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. In which country in World War II?
Japan?
Yes, very good. 5 points to her. And last question. Question number 10. A baseball association for kids is called this.
Little League Baseball.
Little League. 10 points to Mamta. I have a feeling that we are coming up on a tiebreaker. Poor me. Here's our listener question now. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Pizza chain. That's it. That's the clue. Pizza chain. Remember the category. Things that are little. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Little Caesar.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is Little Caesars.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashish, and I think it's Little Caesar.
Thank you, Ashish. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Little
Silver. I'm assuming I heard what you said you did. Okay, all right, thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Murtaza, and I think the answer is Little Feeders.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and the answer is Little Caesars.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is Little Caesars.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Little Caesars.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Little Caesars.
Thank you, Yash. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is Little Caesars.
Thank you, Satvik. I see we still have phone lines blinking, which means there are some people who missed out on answering this question and trying for a prize. But remember, even if you get through, first of all, it's hard to get through because we have so many callers trying to get in. Secondly, if you get in, there's only a 1 in 10 chance of winning. So if you want to make sure you're going to win a prize, then better come to our studio and participate. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Please do write to us and say you want to participate, and we will make it as comfortable for you as Miss Anu can possibly can. Okay, so we finished our listener question. That means we've come to the time where we're going to take a break and then come back and see who the winners are. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Jieja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya. The show is done and now it's just time to find out some winners. First of all, our last category, listener question, pizza chain with the word little in its name. And everybody got it right. It was indeed Little Caesars. Don't like the pizza, like the name. Okay, so this time it was Mamta's turn to pick a winner. And Mamta, who is the winner of our third listener question?
Sabina,
again. Sabina is hoarding all her gift cards that she gets from here, and she's going to treat us next time she appears on the show. She knows that. She's taking us out to lunch. There you go. Sabina, is it a deal? Sabina knows what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with today's date, question and answer. And of course, this applies to everybody. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is the email to reach us for participating on the show, giving us category ideas, giving us feedback on the show, and of course, giving us some musical pieces composed or played by your children. So please do that. And let's see how the kids in the studio did with respect to points. Mamta, how many points do you have?
60.
60. She started with 0 in the first round and really caught up. Let's see how Bhumika did. It was her very first time on the show.
I have 60.
A little louder into the mic.
I have 60.
Bhumika has 62. That's very, very good. Do we have a tiebreaker coming up? Let's see what Joe Bob did.
Yes.
What Joe Bob? Joe Bob, how many points do you have?
85.
Yes. All right. Joe Bob is our winner for today, the confused Joe Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Bob wins today's prize, and luckily his mom is here and she can identify him. And she can, she can take his prize and decide whether she wants to give it to her son or to Joe Bob. Okay, with that we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.